When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio. I've always wanted to live in a lighthouse by the sea, but I also think I'd be so lonely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 5 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously...
That's as many as us plus our horses. I think we'll be okay.
Oh, shit. The bloody lizard man.
Oh, shit.
This guy's got a fucking... He's got a fucking turtle shell for a sheep. That's mad.
Four of them, they were the ones who were obviously, you know, sneaking up behind you or sneaking around you guys. Mm-hmm. The fifth one
Good
comes
ambush.
Out from ahead of you and stands on the fallen logs.
I have a vision.
Fuck, that's half-assed. This is the least assed I've ever seen you in a role-playing game. Like, outside of role-playing games, you're like this all the fucking time.
It's kind of great imagining, like, this waspy, middle-aged, the kind of woman you might see at, like, a... I imagine her at a shopping center getting yogurt, just slamming a lizard in the mouth.
Should I be rolling saving throws?
Well, it's your turn now, so yes.
Sweet. 4.
That's a fail.
Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are again. Jackson Bailey back in his favorite place. Everything's so familiar.
Funk. Once in your head, and everything goes dark.
That's not good.
Now it is Noddy's turn to fall limp. Noddy, you are on one failed saving throw. Old man, you're grievously wounded from your fight with the lizard folk.
These old bones are taking a battering today. I've still got 2 javelins sticking out of my chest.
Probably pushed
Didn't
out
I
when you were
them?
Healed.
I fixed
That's
them.
That's very disgusting.
The one with the headdress stands up, and you can tell that it's in the midst of a spell. Nothing
That's
happens this
not
round,
good.
But yeah, a spell is happening. Petra, it's your turn.
Right, I'm going to attack one.
Uh-huh.
So with the because I have 2 attacks. If one, if I can get one and that falls, then I attack the other one, or can
we'll
I?
We'll find out. You miss with the first.
Then I attack him again.
Try to punch it in the face, but its head moves backwards and out of your reach. You attack low, catching it in the gut. It doubles over in pain.
Ah yes.
Hopefully, this is the chromatic orbed one. So it's already a bit weak.
Ah, good job. Yes. This one doubles over in pain. You see it hit its knees, fall to its knees, and then crumple forward. You take another one out.
Only 2 left.
2 left, Neil. 1
Easy.
Spellcaster. So I think you need to do a bit of meditation check on good old Noddy.
Yeah, all right. You get 1 success. So you're on 1 failed saving throw and 1 successful saving throw.
Just for anyone who might not understand.
No, all right. Okay. So as I was going to explain earlier, you roll a 20-sided die. If you get a 10 or above, that's a success. If you get a 9 or below, that's a failure. 3 successes, you're stabilized, you're fine. 3 failures, you die. If you get 20, you're stabilized and you come back on 1 hit point. If you roll a one, it's two failed saving throws.
Ooh. That's scary.
This is what a dice game.
Old man.
What a dice game indeed. I'm going to try and stabilize Noddy.
Cool.
Come on now, dearie. You're all right.
You stabilize Noddy. Oh, you reach down, and with some bandages out of your backpack, you begin to bandage some of the wounds on her. Yes. If nothing else, you stop the profuse bleeding, so she's not going to... He is not going to just bleed out and die in the forest.
There you go. You're going to be all right. We're all going to be okay there.
It's going to be fine.
Am I conscious?
No, you're not conscious.
Okay. No. Can't sing you a thank you song yet.
Hey, look. You win some, you lose some.
Then it is...
Oh, dang. It's a lizard's turn.
Their turn.
Dang it.
One's going to bite us, one of us. And the
one's doing a spell, get ready for everyone to get... I'm going to put my money currently on poisoning. I assume we're going to get poisoned by this. I just associate lizards, especially fantasy lizards, with poison.
Oh, no, I was with a flame. I thought we were going to get fired.
Really?
Yes. Just a little flame's going to happen.
I don't associate lizards with fire. Mm. Salamanders, yes.
Yes, of course.
Are salamanders in real life fire lizards?
Sadly not.
Because, I read a lot about... a little bit about salamanders living in volcanoes in fantasy books.
I think here's a little tidbit. The idea is that back in the day, people's fireplaces were often just because of I don't know what it is necessarily, but something about the nature of them, in medieval fireplaces, maybe they were kind of damp or they something. But occasionally you would just get salamanders that sort of
like the ash kind of
thing? Like that kind of thing. So they would chill in there and they would lay their eggs in there and then you light a fire and out of the fire, shitting itself, comes a salamander. And so you're like, I guess there must be...
I'm guessing fire birth salamanders. That's what I'm putting one and one together and coming up with 16.
I think that's it. I might be wrong, but yeah.
The lizard folk with the headdress finishes a flourish on its spell. And you wouldn't notice it unless you were actually looking at it here right now, because it's hard to tell. The grass, the blades of grass all around you begin to stiffen and lengthen. They look sharp and dangerous. Brambles all around you grow out a little bit more, and their leaves take on this razor-sharp edge and a slight sheen as if they were made out of metal. You begin to feel a little uncomfortable as the blades of grass, as all the plant life around you begins to poke at anything any part of it that is touching you. If you move through this area, you begin to take damage because you're moving through basically shards of metal that look like grass at this point.
Am I on the ground?
You are. It's okay. You only take damage if you move, though.
Okay. Cool.
So we'll leave you where you are, then.
You're still fighting from the ground, old man, incidentally.
From the ground of the horse?
You never got up.
All right, shit.
You're on the ground from when you were knocked down.
I should stand.
No one could tell because you're so little.
I did fine, though. From being ground-ridden, I did all right.
Do you have any... So you got cantrips as well. So you got the same kind of spells?
Yes, but my cantrips are not...
Gotcha.
I have Shocking Grasp, Light, and Blade Ward.
Ho-ho.
The lizard folk fighting at you tries to bite at Old Mam, but Old Mam, you bring up your old walking stick and jam it into its mouth, twist it around such that it can't get at you.
Stay back.
At the same time, it elbows you, Petra, in the gut. You double over it, it grabs your head and slams your head into the ground.
That's very not nice. Very rude. Unkind.
Rude.
Very rude. Guess he's going down.
Everything goes dark.
Goodbye.
Oh, shit.
Goodbye.
It's only old man. Old man who has no spells left. Only shock and grasp to do anything with fire.
And you can't move, otherwise you'll get hurt.
Petra?
Yes?
You take one failed saving
throw. This is not great.
We've been in better situations.
Noddy, you have been stabilized. Old man.
What happens?
You're just unconscious right now on 0 hit points. You got to wait for someone to heal you or for time to pass such that you're healed.
Well. I guess I try and use Shocking Grasp on the nearest lizard man.
Do you have any good dice left?
No. I used them for you guys in the fight.
Yes, I did.
Yep.
You grab the lizard on the side of its face and electricity courses from you into the creature. The creature starts Like it's sitting on the electric chair or something. Like you deal 2 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Not great.
Here we go.
Oh.
It's the creature's turn.
Oh, dear. Oh, Nelly.
This is not good.
Great. This is really bad.
No one has healing spells.
Captured by lizards. Goodbye.
Good news, bad news.
Bad news.
Bad news. The familiar sight of a lizard folk's open maw.
Oh, not again.
You see?
Griffith, I'm coming for you.
Good news is you're not unconscious. You're just staring down its throat. You take 5 points of damage, which puts you on one hit point. One hit point by Magnum.
Sweet.
This is not great.
Hey, too fucking good.
Is it pretty much a stalemate if Jack loses one more hit point? Because no.
If you lose one more hit point, you might become slaves for the lizard folk.
Well, it'll just be about escaping a lizard folk camp. That's a doable thing, right, gang?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Kill us,
Petra.
Yes.
Would someone like to come around and confirm this 20 for me?
That's a 20.
On
Petra, what does that mean? Your eyes burst open. A sudden, like, gush of adrenaline is flooding through you as your body refuses to let you die.
None of that for me, no thank you.
Well done. Well done, Petra.
You're on one hit point, lying on the ground, watching old ma'am up next to you, because she's still on the ground, be bitten by the lizard folk. What would you like to do? It's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn. All right, then. Well, I'm going to do a flurry of blows. Just the two.
I don't think you have key points.
No, I don't. Just the normal 1-1. Like, well, 1-2, really. On that one. Just
I like that we're fighting from lying down because we don't want to stand up and take damage.
Just trip him up and smack him in his mouth.
We can't stand up. If we stand up, we die.
Really?
Because we'll take any damage from movement.
Does that include getting up?
I'd say getting up does not count.
Okay, okay. Because otherwise it's like, well, this fight is a fight we fight on our backs. That's
you
funny.
You deal 14 points of damage to it from a lying position. You know how a breakdancer will, like, spin around in a circle on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Breakdancing waltz.
When your torso is closer to the creature, it's just bang, 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 punching. And then you spin around, and the lizard folk is like, oh, thank God, its fists cannot... Ah, legs! And then you're kicking it with your legs. It stumbles backwards, but it hasn't been taken down.
God damn it. How is it not dead?
If it stumbles backwards, does it take damage?
No.
Aww.
It's not technically being knocked backwards.
No, but because of the grass.
Yeah, no, it's not technically being knocked backwards. This is flavor. For the game.
I know. It's doing a bit of flourish.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's zesty, but...
It's zesty,
old
but...
Old ma'am, it's your turn.
Is that enough? Shocking grasp. Whilst he's on top of me, I'll jam him with my walking stick, course electricity down it, and try and zap his buns.
You grab his foot.
Yep.
Electricity leaps up his leg into his possibly cloaca, possibly testicles.
Got him.
You don't know. Possibly an innumerable amount of genitalia through its torso, and it lifts it. You know the oral B man? So its jaw, its mouth hinges 180, and then a bolt of lightning shoots into the sky. You deal 6 points of damage. Let's not get carried away. 6 points of damage. The creature jerks and then collapses.
Sweet. Okay, one more. Just one more to take down. And we've got one hit point each, so
that's
like...
Right. Maybe I was thinking like smacking the horse on the rump, letting it charge the
Oh, that'll
folk.
Distract him. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Highs or lows?
Oh, no. Highs.
Highs?
I let you feel that one. I didn't want to be responsible.
The creature leaps off the back of the logs, and you can see it running into the forest.
Okay.
Oh, thank Christ. That's that good. One.
You wait a little while, and eventually the great blades of glass... return to normal.
All right, everybody, let's just wake up. Let's just wake up old Noddy here.
Slappity slap slap.
Just hey.
Can I be woken?
You can take a short rest.
We do.
Yeah. All right, or you can take a long rest.
We probably take a short rest.
I get all my biz back on a short rest, don't I?
You get one spell back on a short rest.
Oh, well, that's still good.
All right, so I'm going to say you expend... So on a short rest... You can use, explaining rules is hard sometimes, guys. So, you get two hit dice, all of you. Mm-hmm. And on a short rest, you roll them, and that's how you get hit points back. Mm-hmm. You can use both of them, and then no more short rests for the rest of the day. Or you can use one of them and then, like, you know, space out your short rests.
I say let's use both. Why not?
I'm going to use both because I'm very on one hit point.
Yeah, I'm on one hit point too. We're in a shit.
Oh, I'm in one. I'm a naughty. I'm a naughty boy right now.
And I would say it'll take a long
rest. Old man, you recover 7 hit points.
We've got people chasing us, so I think we should just keep running as fast as we can.
15-minute power nap could save your life.
Exactly.
Petra, you recover 12 hit points.
Well, that's good for me.
It's nice.
And let's loot these dead lizard folk.
Oh, yes.
See what they've got. Any kind of result.
And Noddy, you recover 11 hit points.
Hello.
You're right there, Noddy.
Oh, my head.
It's fucking Doritos dust all over my stuff, and I don't know. Oh, I was eating Doritos.
That's your problem.
That makes a level of sense.
Adam.
The new personalities, they're coming thick and fast, and that's real good.
Goodness, I've had a rest, but at what course, you know?
I think you got a bit so much.
Indeed,
or are we very, like, do we know about this?
Oh, I just assume this is just pretty normal.
Look, yeah, fair enough.
We've been together for a while.
Occasionally.
It's been a long while for some days. Some weeks were long weeks. You hired me. You hire, I am an employee of yours, old man.
I'll eventually pay you, I promise.
Oh, that's the only reason I don't talk about it, but Barden's not being good.
Yes,
that's right. Play me little fingers off. I only made the woman's clothes evaporate the one time.
You made her hulls evaporate.
My clothes! Her clothes evaporated!
Heard, my apologies, I heard hulls.
My rhymes were true, but.
Yes, it's just now it's just chirping. This is a new development.
Let's give Noddy just a while to like.
Just climatize where.
I transition into hummingbird for half an hour and return.
Here we go.
I only made a lasses. Was evaporate one time.
You live a complicated existence there, Noddy.
Yeah.
But look, it takes all sorts. That's what Griffith always said. He always said it takes all sorts, you know? It takes all sorts to make work. Doesn't matter if you're a gnome, if you're a giant.
Mm-hmm. I do know it's hard for you all, but God, you're not living it. Come talk to me later when you've lived it. I don't care about your whinging. If you've got a problem, take it up with me boots.
Oh, fuck. Now we'll loot these lizards, Adam.
You
loot
find 11 copper pieces.
Oh, it's hardly worth it.
Oh, you take it down. What's going on, old man? Yes, you can be party treasurer.
That'll be fine. 11 copper pieces. That's nothing to sneeze at.
You find some gems as well. A bag with five gems in it. One of them you identify as a jasper.
A jasper? A jasper, that's a good gem.
One of them is a quartz.
Quartz, not so good.
A zircon.
Zircon.
That's my birthstone. I'll be taking that. It's my birthstone. I'm putting that in my boot.
That'll be uncomfortable.
He's going to walk on a stone.
Oh, no, me boots have room. In me sock. I'll put it in me sock.
I still think that's the same problem as the boot.
Have your foot stone back. I'll give you the stone back. It's been in me shoe.
I've
put it back in your pouch and shaken the pouch around. You're not going to get all your stones have shoe on them now. No, you've got a whole bag of stone shoe foot stones, gems. Look, I was so close to death. I know we were all close to death, but
and an alchemy case with three potions in them.
Ooh.
We're in it. The potions are labeled clairvoyance, which allows for remote seeing.
Yeah.
Stone giant strength, which confers a bonus on strength, and heroism, which provides a bunch of bonuses to one person. When you drink it, you recover or you gain temporary hit points for a little while, and it gives you some bonuses to fighting.
Cool. Right. Who wants the strength one? Who does good that?
Well,
that's not a great sentence, I know, but
Well, I think
given the head.
given what I was told about the last battle, old man seemed to do most of the arm work.
you two of you were gone for a little bit. It seemed like we were in the shit.
It's almost
dire
straits.
Dire straits as it was. Yes.
Got to free the lizards.
Well, how about I just keep? I'll keep hold of the potions, and in the middle of the battle, if you need one, you just give me a holler, and I'll send it your way.
Well, thank you very much, old man. That's a good idea.
Worry.
I need to divvy it up right now, but that's good. Yes. Let's keep on going with our eyes sharpened, looking for that last lizard folk.
Yes, make sure nobody comes out of the bushes at us.
All right, highs or lows?
Highs.
Nothing troubles you for the rest of the day?
That's good news.
As you are unharassed for the rest of the day, you spend a long night resting and are fully recovered the next day.
I'm going to roll my dice for
roll your dice.
For the new day. We're looking at a 13.
You know you can use portent for saving throws, right?
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that. 13 and 15. Decent, but not amazing, but decent. Fine, just fine.
Oh, I've got a vision again.
Oh, I've got a little vision. What is it of? Let's have a look. Let's see if I can focus in.
You start moving again, and Petra and Noddy, you both notice at the same time that you can hear voices coming from the left-hand side of the trail.
Oh, God,
there's
now what?
There's people moving through the forest. It sounds like they're on horseback. You can hear the trotting of horses as well.
Everyone just be quiet. Everyone stop. Hold up.
You stop and just strain to hear.
What are we listening for? So we don't kind of, you know, horse, shush.
Old man.
Yeah.
Your wizened, hairy ears are the only ones that can make out the noise.
Well, what's that they're saying? What's that? What's going on here?
The tavern owner said that they came this way.
No.
We will find them.
Somebody's at the tavern.
The trail is to the north here. We will check to see if they are following the trail.
I realize that there's some people after us.
Pierre did not hold out much longer, did he?
No, he did not. He did not. But look, he was a good sword. He got us this far.
Did give him a gold, anyways.
Look, if we just stay still, then they'll be ahead of us.
How many
voices? We should head back to... There's two distinct voices. Perhaps we should head back to the tavern. No, no, no. We cannot get there. It is nothing but a smothering wreckage. I heard it from Mercer himself.
They've ruined the tavern. They've completely burnt it to the ground. That is an absolute tragedy because that place was very nice.
Oh, I do. They were very good. They did a very good mash.
What news is there from the men on the main road? Main roads in and out of Blue Beach are being monitored.
Okay, then.
The conversation continues, but they're like a bit ahead of you now.
I feel like if we take out one, then we can question
Here is
the other.
The trail. Should we split up and go in two directions? Highs or lows?
Well.
Highs or lows?
Hi. Nice.
Yes.
Oui. You take the western path and I will take the eastern path. Lay. Call back if you hear anything or see anything, obviously.
Let's just follow the east or west. Which one? Doesn't really matter.
Easternly, the eastern guy is going to be coming towards you.
Okay. All right, we'll just wait and wait.
How fast?
We'll just do a bit of an ambush.
Trotting.
Maybe
not very
we
fast.
Should hide in the bushes and use the ambush technique because that worked pretty good on us.
Yeah. We'll want to do it. We'll
get
it.
That script.
We'll get that script and we'll flip it.
Flip it over.
And we'll do it to them. There we go.
Script flip.
Script flips.
Yep. We'll right. go. We'll hide in the hide our horses somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll wait for a bit of an ambush. Remember, try and do it non-lethally so we can actually, do you want to get this one lethally, the other one non-lethally? Whatever. Let's just try and get
just
one of them
play
down.
It by ear. If someone dies, they die.
Pretty much. I'd like to avoid murdering straight out, but let's just try and incapacitate as much as we can.
I got
anyway,
no
let's
issues.
Ambush.
I'll make the final blow.
I like this new one.
For God's sakes, I'm exhausted. I feel like I woke up with a hangover. It's not going to go away until his personality does.
This new one. It's
interesting. Feisty. I think I'm a fan. I think this is my favourite.
By
the
way, for those playing at home, one of her background is charlatan, and that she'll just swap personalities as a drop of a hat or something. Is that right?
And identities, and I just lie for fun. It's not even fun, it's just how I speak.
All three of you secret yourselves as best as possible in among the trees. You do a decent job, like you don't think you're going to be seen, but old man, you go fucking predator on that bullshit. Old man almost perhaps becomes invisible.
Cover myself in mud.
Old man's gone feral.
Oh, I really like that sentence.
Old man's gone feral.
I'm going to write that down. Right at the top of, I'm going to write it on my character sheet.
Old ma'am.
Old man's gone feral.
All of you see the soldier passing you by. He's wearing light leathers, traveling leathers. He's kitted out for speed rather than combat or anything like that. His horse is wearing, you know, when a, you know, like those jackets or whatever like that, the long coats that a horse can wear.
Yeah, yeah, horse coat.
The horse, yeah, the horse coat. The horse is wearing that. It's a deep, beautiful blue, and emblazoned on it in a constant little pattern is that royal symbol of the fish going over the sunrise. Mm. On the man's shield, though, which he has slung over his back, he instead has that circle with the weird squiggles that is, was identified for you as the sigil of House Flua.
I'd like to, whilst we're hidden, sidle up to Noddy and be like, have you hit him with Tasha's? What was that? Was in your
he voice? Rides casually. He's not expecting a fight.
Have you hit him with that Tasha's hideous laughter? Well, it's not going to seem terribly suspicious and he'll be incapacitated, just as a suggestion.
I do that.
So what we do there is maybe incapacitate him, tie him up.
Kill his horse if we have to.
No, because he wants his horse.
Oh, then we've all got one.
Yeah.
Is someone out there? Who is there? When you try to throw around his mind, he fights you off. He's giggling, but it's not stopping him. And now he knows that you're here.
All right, jigs up.
I'll give Petra and Old Mam and a round of surprise as well.
Right, I'm going
to magic misser.
I'm just going to spend a key point and smack him non-lethally with my fist 3 times.
That's good.
That whole move just suits that voice so well.
It does. It shouldn't, but it does.
My range attack should be throwing a shoe.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about just imagining that perfectly manicured hand with what do you call it when is it nude nail polish where it's you know what I mean?
You mean the French manicure where it's white on the ends?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, French tipped.
Yeah, French tipped. One of them. Gold bracelet, a couple of gold bracelets, just connecting with a jaw is very easy to picture.
Right, I'm late taking Brandon to the soccer practice and you're in my way.
Exactly. It's like you're having a mum fight at soccer. That's what it seems like has occurred.
Old man?
Like a brutal mum fight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Old man, 3 arcane bolts leap from your hand and strike him. 2 in the chest, 1 in the head. You deal 12 points of damage to him in total. He switches to his native Blue Beach language when in trouble. Sacre bleu!
Is that a clue? Because it's the blue...
This is the conspiracy of blue.
It's the conspiracy of sacred blue.
Then you charge out.
How deep does a rabbit hole go?
Mm-hmm. Petra. Mm-hmm. And, you mince the man.
Non-lethal damage. Because I can do that.
Your first blow is just a sock in the leg, giving him an intense dead leg. You deal 5 points of damage to him.
That's good. Ooh,
he cries out in pain.
Merde.
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 I was pronouncing that wrong, wasn't I?
Apparently.
When I was Anton de Saussure way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Merde. How do you say it?
Merde?
Merde.
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 Merde. Merde. Merde.
How are you saying it?
Merde instead of merde.
Merde.
Merde. Merde.
How did I not pick you up on... I guess
you're not French, Adam,
French at all.
I knew that's how you pronounced it, though. Unless I'm pronouncing it wrong, in which case, feel free to email us in at douche1. Douche13?
Douche13. No, douche1.
Who are the back. Other douche12s?
That guy the business.
Let's find him.
Yeah.
You know, message both, to be honest.
Yeah, on Twitter.
It's good to get them knowing each other, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good idea.
The social media is a place to connect.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Place for the douches to connect.
Duck underneath his horse and dead leg him in the other leg, doing another 5 points of damage.
You do. It's my go-to move.
The horse tumble. Mm.
He leans down to grab at his second dead leg, crying out in pain. You grab him by his leather tunic and punch him once in the face. Then twice in the face, then 3 times in the face, then a 4th time in the face, then 5 more times in the face.
What do you think you deal, doing, you silly bugger?
You deal 14 points of damage to him in that last attack.
Ooh,
that's real good.
He's bleeding profusely from his eyes, nose,
mouth, ears, and somewhere underneath in his torso.
He's not unconscious, is he?
Possibly his nips. No, he's not.
Oh, dear me. Oh,
he's a royal knight. Royal knights are a tough deal.
That's all right. We still got him.
Yeah, look. Look, we'll take him down. It's fine.
You think that, like, well, these guys are very highly trained soldiers. You were probably right before to not challenge Captain Mercer. It, like, it could have ended very badly for you guys. This is the best chance you have to take one of them out. Getting him by surprise on his own and bum rushing him. If they were together, this you might not have been able to win this.
Mm, right then. Okay then.
Anyway, then we'll go to initiative.
Yes.
Rightio.
Right. Let's see what happens to Neil.
Noddy, it's your turn.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
What would you like to do?
Can you please describe this man's appearance?
Well, he's a... an older gentleman. He's got a big, bushy brown beard. He's balding. He's got just fat, ugly lips. Awful eyes.
A bulbous nose. Really, his face is a mess.
He's like got these weird, odd lumps all over his body.
In one word, mockable.
Well, let me get vicious with it then.
Hang on, wait. Go.
Oil lumpy face. Wires. Oh,
that laugh doesn't count. Because I'm laughing
at you. Isn't it bad when you throw one his way and you just get nothing and you're like,
this is a different Adam to the Adam I know. Okay, now I know what to expect.
That's good. It's good.
You'll be ready for next time.
I've gone in crushed. Can I finish my insult? Or
is it not done? No, you finish it. It's fine.
Oi, lumpy face! You with the lumpy face!
All right, double damage.
Yes!
Oi, you with the lumpy face. Shut up. Don't just repeat it.
Gotcha.
That's wearing the audience down. That's
good. Call me Rumpelstiltskin. Now weaving into gold. Spinning my yarn.
Spin these insults.
Spin the straw.
Spin the stew.
I have not used vicious mockery the whole time because I'm like, God, the pressure's immense.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
A single tear rolls down his oddly lumpy face. You do 6 points of damage.
Well, look, that's pretty good.
Hey, that's a cantrip.
Keep doing that old man.
Can I rush in and chuck and grasp his horse?
You can.
Yeah, because hopefully to make the horse collapse and he falls off.
Breaks his neck.
As you try to grab the horse, he pulls at the reins. The horse rears backwards and you grab its belly.
Oh, look, I still touch it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You deal 8 points of damage to the horse. The horse freaks out with him atop it. He manages to hold its reins.
Damn it. Would have been bad if the horse had just run off with him on top.
My bad. Straight to his mate. Shit. Want that one. Damn it.
I think killing the horse the rider's on is something we don't do enough as a team.
What? Pardon?
Like in a D&D, I feel like we've fought people on horses like a lot, and we never go for the horse. I feel like that's like the obvious move.
But then you kill the horse, you're still dealing with a lad.
Yeah, but it's rough for him when he falls off the horse.
I guess.
If you're on a horse, it's very clever.
You're not wrong.
Then you get to hide it.
But we haven't fought anyone on a horse while we've been on a horse. We've only fought lizard people and they weren't riding horses.
Petra, he attempts to cut you down with his sword.
No, none of that.
You take 8 points of damage. He slashes downwards and cuts you in deep in your shoulder.
Go.
No.
No, thank you. None of that. No.
Assistance! Assistance!
Oh, fuck.
He cries out.
Fuck me, Dad.
Right then.
Will our heroes be found out? Find out next time on The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.